Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Christy Woolard, and Mary Miller. Now, usually, Joel, we say this is going to be a fun show, but when you bring in two comedians, outside of ourselves, of course.
Yo, sure. Sure.
You are really expecting a fun show, and we've got that for you today. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day. Could see a little rain. High near 96. Stay cool if you can. And then cloudy tonight. If you're heading to any high school football games, you may want to grab an umbrella. You got a chance of showers. And then tomorrow for Ohio State's kickoff against Akron, partly sunny skies, chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. So a great event's going to be coming up at the Weathervane Playhouse featuring local comedians. And again, Christy Woolard and Mary Miller. Christy, you're with Red One Realty. You're also the treasurer of the Licking County Board of Realtors. How on God's green earth did you get involved with comedy? Because that doesn't seem like a job that you're going to be doing a lot of laughing and a lot of hard work.
Well, most people actually have to get roped into it, but for some crazy reason, I volunteered. Mike and Shelley Barker, that own Seabus Title, put on an event at Funny Bone twice a year, Last Realtor Standing. And so in the fall of 2022, I had this bright idea that I thought I would like to try that. So my first venture into comedy was at the Funny Bone in front of about 340 people. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. And so it just has went from there.
How nervous were you? Be honest.
I wasn't really nervous until the day before, and then I was really nervous.
<I'm>
and
sure.
Then I thought, why did I do this?
Yeah. So how long did you perform the first time?
Just 5 minutes.
Okay.
So 5-minute routine, and that is pretty much, that's the format we follow at the comedy show at the Weathervane too.
And so did you draw on your real estate experience or life experience, or did you write jokes or what?
Well, basically, I think the easiest way to do it, and Mary can allude to this, but you basically pick something that's natural to you, and it's easier to tell like stories out of your own life, and usually everything is pretty funny. Even if it's not funny when it's happening, it's always funny later. So I think that makes for good comedy.
I can't argue with that. I mean, yeah. I feel like, if you want to get attention, you talk louder. But there's a cadence to it. I mean, am I right on that? I mean, you know, you can tell a story, but then to really embellish or to really bring it home, you kind of have to take some pauses and let people think about what you're doing in that. It's a performance.
Yeah, there's a rhythm to it for sure. There's a rhythm. And what I've been coaching the gals that I'm working with is to always think in your mind about pause if people are laughing. You know, if they're laughing, don't keep talking because then they won't hear your setup or
right.
your punch.
Let them love you.
Let them love
right.
you.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Can you tell this guy's a storyteller? He is, without a doubt, the best storyteller I've ever been around. I mean, he just takes... And the first time I met him, I'm like, man, this guy likes to talk. And I thought, no, he's got stories. He's telling them. That's an important, as he said, that's an important part. Give people a chance to enjoy it.
Exactly. You know, I love storytelling. I just love the whole art of storytelling. And that's what stand-up is, just a branch off of that. You know, that's what I tell them. You can decide like which form of comedy you want to do. Do you want to do set up punch? Or do you want to tell more longer stories? But always remember how powerful silence is and taking a moment.
And sometimes making an audience uncomfortable, too, is also funny.
Definitely.
Also funny.
Oh, yes. And I think the thing, too, is when you are up there telling things that people can relate to, that, you know, I think that makes for some pretty good comedy. Because if you're up there telling things that are mishaps or disasters or whatever, and you see their face out there and they're like, oh, yeah.
Been there, done that.
And those are usually, I think, some of the funniest things.
Yeah. So you received pretty well, then, your first time up.
Yeah, I got second place, so I was pretty happy about that, and it was a great experience, and that particular time, all that money goes to charity, so when I was in the Last Realtor Standing, we raised over $13,000 between the four contestants, and there's a component of that with our comedy show at Weathervane, where, you know, this is a fundraiser. And then it's between the Licking County Board of Realtors, the BIA, and Weathervane, and then each organization gets to choose who they want to donate part of their money to.
That's
so
great.
You know, it's a win-win
That's
for everybody.
Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think sometimes we forget that, you know, you folks work in this community, but it's also your home, your community, with the Board of Realtors and with Red One Realty. you want to make sure things are being taken care of in your community. It's about giving back, and it sounds like obviously you enjoy it, and I know Mary does. We'll get into her career in a second.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think all the places that Mary goes and all the things that she does, we do really live in a great community.
We do. Yeah. Absolutely.
A caring community where people come out and support us, just like this comedy show at Weathervane. You know, if nobody bought tickets and showed up, well, what would the point be? But this community does rally, whether it's something fun, something needed, something whatever. People do show up and are very supportive, so we're fortunate to live where we do.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So let's remind folks when the comedy show is going to be taking place and how they can get tickets and all that good kind of stuff.
So the comedy show is going to be Thursday, September 19th at Weathervane Playhouse, and you can get tickets at weathervane.org. Or you can call the box office, of which you will have to Google the phone number because I don't have it off the top of my head. So anyhow, yes, we will be selling tickets. We will also have Impasta's food truck there. Mm-hmm. Weathervane will have beverages for sale starting at 5:30. The food and the beverages, 5:30. The show starts at 7. We will have comedians. We will have music. So we'll have four contestants. We have two pros. And then myself, I'll host along with Karen Needham from Chicago Title. And I keep trying to get Karen to actually do a routine, but she doesn't think she should be let loose in public.
Well, they let you loose in public. Tell her to just jump in there.
That's what I keep telling her.
Now, somebody who
I try to recruit everybody. So now that we know that Joel is a storyteller.
Right.
You might be our celebrity comedian.
Let's not get carried
away. What are you doing September 19th? We have an intermission.
It's a great question. I don't have to check my calendar.
Okay, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's writing down right now, find something to do on
September 19th. 7 o'clock.
There is something, doing radio as long as I've done it, there's something comfortable about just sitting in a room talking to a microphone. And you have an idea of maybe what people are reacting to, but you don't really know.
Right.
To have a live audience, it's staring you in the face, and they show up and, like, entertain me. That's a completely different dynamic.
Yeah,
it is. It really is.
And as I say, you ought to know this better than anybody. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, when you know this is, hey, I got to be on tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some days you don't, you know, the day progresses and you're like, I really don't feel funny today.
Yeah.
And I've got an audience that's going to show up and wants me to make them laugh.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but you know, you pull up, you rally, and you're just like, you go into that, you go into a mode, right? I mean, just like with the radio, I think you just kind of get a mindset and you go with it. You know, you just go, okay, I'm on now.
What happened? I mean, have there been times, and I'm sure because not everything is going to go as planned, but
right.
When you're up there, Mary, and you're just like, man, these people either really don't get it or I'm really bad.
Oh, it's what? Them. It's always them.
Yes,
they're having
that.
A bad day. You know?
Yeah, as a group, they're having a bad day.
And I show them the love.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I show them the love to bring them in.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get your mind quickly to go, okay, I got to turn things around here
a
little bit?
Oh, yeah. No. You do, and you're thinking the whole time you're on there, and I think you can agree with this, Christy, at least. I'm, like, always thinking. I mean, I've got my routine, and I'm doing that. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, they're not buying this. They want to go this way. And when all else fails, I just go into the music, you know, because mm-hmm. music generally will bring people together. And then a lot of times I'll do music, just regular music sometimes to start to get them warm. It's a warm-up situation, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So you get them warmed up, get them singing along, and then you go into the humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? The only time I would ever sing is if it was the end of the evening and people were lingering and we wanted them to get the heck out of there. Then I would bust into song and it would take about 10 seconds. That's right.
We need to clean the venue.
Clean the
Somebody
venue.
Get Christy up here, start singing. We'll get them out of here.
Hook and get her out of here.
That's right.
But Mary is correct. Your mind is always going. And if you
always.
See that something is not working, then you need to shift to something else.
Exactly.
And I think that is definitely like a skill or a talent or something, because sometimes people will get up there and if you can't shift gears or you can't read people mm-hmm. or you can't say something else, like if we got up there and nobody was laughing at all, seriously, right in the middle of the show, we would say, what is wrong with you guys? This is like funny stuff. I worked on this for 72 hours. I promise you it's funny. You know, what's your problem?
Well, I wish we could do that on the radio.
You
Are
can.
You, in there?
You can't even
you
see
there?
Our audience. Yeah.
You've had this bug your whole life. How did this get started?
Well, it started with music, of course. I mean, that was my first thing. Is I've done music pretty much as long as I can remember. And then, I don't know, I went through a divorce. And that'll make you want to do comedy.
Don't you think this is funny?
Wow.
Well, no, because you got Well, you got a little angst build up. Come on.
A little. I would think.
Well, it wasn't on purpose. I went through that, and then there was a comedy class. I lived up in that state up north, which I probably the M word, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I was up there in Royal Oak, Michigan. And I know, boo. And that's where one of the best clubs in the world is. It's Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
Okay.
And Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle had a comedy class. And I was like, well, I've always watched comedians, and I thought it'd be really fun to do. So I took the class, and I've never looked back.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I was working a full-time job, and then I was just doing it whenever I could, going out and doing open mics and learning the craft and learning to write. And then after that, I just kind of took off and started doing it.
Hmm.
So we can give your ex-husband credit for all this.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You're going to love this because my ex-husband was a DJ. So.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, I know. That didn't work out the way I thought it was going to.
And he may be listening right now. I don't know. He's still a friend, but, you know.
Wow.
Although she did make him sign a paper when they got divorced that said any future royalties from this endeavor.
All yours.
So I'm going to make fun of you as much as I want, and I'm going to make money off of you.
We came to a show one night. That was fun. That was really fun. You going to talk about me? Yeah.
Pretty much. Real quick before we take a break, who were some of those comedians that you really enjoyed that kind of you said, hey, I want to do that?
You know, it's a lot of the old school comics, although I do like a lot of the newer ones. I like Kathleen Madigan a lot.
Yeah,
Kathleen Madigan is awesome.
Very funny.
I love Elaine Boozler from back in the 80s. She's the first woman comedian that I saw that I was like, wow, this is really cool to go up there and just talk about your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to work with Tim Allen's son some, so that's one of the ones that I admire.
Yeah, you've got a great pass, and we'll get into that better than Christie's, but we'll get into that. Don't worry about that here in a second. Although, again, last realtor standing, number
that's
two,
right.
Not
number two.
Too bad, not
that,
too bad.
That does not mean first place loser. It just means
oh, no, it does in our house, but that's all right. You raise $13,000, you finish wherever you want.
Not by myself.
Most of it. People are coming to see you. We know
how that's
it goes.
Right, yeah. I shouldn't be modest.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Christy Woolard and Mary Miller, they are going to be taking part in Licking County's homegrown comedy show at the Weathervane Playhouse Thursday, September 19th from 7 to 9 out at the Weathervane. You can jump on the Weathervane Playhouse's Facebook page or website, get all the information there, get the tickets there as well. It is going to be a hoot. It was a hoot in here while we were off mic just talking about different things. But Christy, let's go back to that night. Maybe kind of take us through what's going to be happening for folks who are like, hey, I want to go check this out.
Okay, so starting at 5:30, we will have Impostas food truck there, and Weathervane will have beverages available. And so people can kind of hang out and eat and talk and socialize and everything. And then we'll head into the show. Show will start at 7. And it will be me and Karen Needham, my co-host. So we'll kind of open things up. I'll have like an opening routine. And then we will have the pros, which Mary Miller is one of our pros, thankfully. And Leslie Battle, she's our other pro.
Awesome.
And so I want to mention a little bit how this works. So we have four contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And those contestants are paired with a pro. And that pro helps them develop a 5-minute routine. And so they really get their timing down and they hone it and all these things. And this is why the pros, which I appreciate Mary's time so much, is because they really help these contestants get out there and be funny. So, you know, when you buy your ticket, you know you're going to have a good time.
That's nice.
It'll be a great show.
So is that 5 minutes with practice time, no laughter, that can stretch into 7 or 8 or 9 minutes with laughter included? Or
well, if they get to 8 or 9 minutes, we're going to get the big hook out. Right off there. But no, so we tell everybody to aim for 5 minutes. Okay. So what will happen is, you know, we'll have an opening. And then we'll have a couple of the contestants in the pro, and then there will be an intermission. And we're going to have, during our intermission this year, we're going to have a guy with a guitar. That's actually what he calls himself. He's going to be playing during intermission. He's really good. Plays around Buckeye Lake a lot.
Well, he should be really good guitar.
That's right. Really good guitar. Yeah.
He doesn't have a name. He's that good.
Wow.
And so then we'll come back and we'll have the other couple contestants and we'll have the other pro do their routine. And then the audience votes on who's going to win. Mm. And so I hope everybody comes out. So our contestants this year from Frank Fry, Century 21, Real Estate. And everybody knows that Phil Fry used to be on the radio.
I was hoping he was going to heckle him like there's
that's bring a bag of rotten tomatoes time right there.
Yeah, he's not going to be the comedian this year, but he may get roped into it. But two of the agents in his office, Cindy Layton and Gretchen Rigsby, are both competing.
Awesome.
And they're great.
And Mary is actually their pro, so they've been practicing a lot. And then we have Mike O'Brien from First Federal Savings, and we have Mike Miller from Robertson Construction.
Awesome.
So we've got, you know, the men representing this year, the BIA, and the women representing the Licking County Board of Realtors. So we didn't really promote it as a battle of the sexes, but now I'm sitting there. that might be what it is. Marketing potential. So the night does go really fast, and it's a good time.
Yeah. Mary, what are some of those tips? I mean, you talked a little bit about it earlier about, you know, take your time, give them the pause. But I mean, kind of, are you letting them write, so speak, their own material?
I'm really proud. And I did it last year. A gal that I worked with last year, Amber, we met like 3 or 4 times and worked on her material. But she wrote her own material, which I was very proud of. Mm-hmm. And this year, the ladies are doing that, too. Cindy and Gretchen are doing a great job. And we go to Weathervane. So they can get the feel of the stage, because I think that's a really important thing. You know how it is to be on that stage. If you just go out there the first time to do it, it's a little daunting. But if you go a few times and just kind of walk on the stage and get the feel of it, it's more comfortable that night. So they're really getting more used to being up there and doing it.
But have they been in front of a crowd yet? In front of any audience at all?
Our audience for each other right now.
Oh, wow.
So we have a little time, so I might try and do that.
Yeah.
And we do have a portable defibrillator, and we're certified in CPR, so if anything happens, the contestants pass out.
Don't put any pressure on them, Christy. No problem.
How do you like that?
I don't know if I like that at all.
Well, you know, I got a text the other day from one of them that says, oh my gosh, I am so nervous. I don't know if I can do this, what I get myself into. Well, you will be okay.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it. We got an AED right here. Don't worry about it.
We have first aid. You can trust me.
Trust a comedian for your health.
Maybe helium balloons, but not a defibrillator.
There we go.
Well, that's who I want as my coach.
Mr. Shockey's coming to visit. Like, holy mackerel.
That'll get you back on track.
I was really good at operations, so I know I can do.
You can make the nose.
I can do surgery.
You can light up the nose.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, you know, we talked about this, is the money's going to be going to charities, and charities are very close to your heart.
Yeah,
I know you do a lot of different things with charities in the community. Is it just for something for you? If obviously you've got to make a living, you're professional.
Right.
But I mean, is it just something for you if somebody says, look, we've got somebody we want to help, we got a charity, you're going to just jump right in?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I went through a breast cancer battle quite a while back. And when I went through that, the community coming together. I was overwhelmed by the response from people who'd been to my comedy shows or who I'd grown up with, but just everybody came out to support me.
That's awesome.
And so it's my chance to give back. Anytime I hear of something where there's an event, if I can just go and play music for it, or I can, you know, we can put together a comedy show to raise money for someone or some organization. For me, that's, you know, that's the heart part, you know, the soul part.
Yeah, can you do charity event for two aging DJs who just want to go play golf?
We can. Okay.
We can throw that together.
At noon today, everybody show up in the parking lot at WNKO. We're going to have the fundraiser for Dave and Joel. All funds go to them.
See, there you go.
Sponsored
by
AARP.
Guessing there'll be a lot of crickets at that one.
We won't be golfing much is what I'm hearing there.
No.
So, you know, you've done it. You know, obviously, you do it all the time, but is this something that you would ever, if you had to look back 5-10 years ago before they came to you, would you have ever thought you'd be doing comedy?
That's a good question. I mean, I like humor, and I think I'm usually pretty funny, whether I want to be or not. So I don't know if it's anything I gave this conscious thought, like, hey, I want to do it. But for some reason, when I was in that environment and I got exposed to that Last Realtor Standing, you know, about the third time I thought, hey, I really want to try this.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I volunteered to do it, which most people do not do. You have to kind of twist their arm a little
get
bit.
Get volunteered.
Yeah.
And then after I'm always told.
Yeah. And then, you know, one thing leads to another, like this, co-hosting these type of events. I got to host a 12-week comedy competition, and Mary came, she performed, she helped me out. And we wrapped that up at Weather Vane, too. Mm-hmm. And I do, before we go, I really want to talk about Lauren Harvey, if I could give a shout out to her. I call Lauren my BFF, mostly because I roped her into this whole thing with the Board of Realtors and the BIA. And she goes along great with it. She is so wonderful to work with. Mm-hmm. And she is the director of Weather Vane. And she also just won the Emerging Leader Award through the Theater Roundtable.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And so very well deserved.
Well done.
So kudos to her. She just, I cannot say enough good things about her.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
And the Weather Vane is a gem for folks who haven't been out there. I mean, I've not seen anything like this. I've just been out there for different shows and things like that. So for this setting, though, should be a lot of fun to get out and just stand up. All right, so you're out there. On the 19th.
Yes.
And you've got your two gals are up there.
I'm so proud of them.
How nervous are you? I'd like to know who's going to be. I want to know who's going to be more nervous, you as the coach or those two as the performers?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I feel very confident in these ladies.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I feel
throwing
very
down
confident.
The gauntlet, Mary.
Huh?
You're throwing down the gauntlet at the guys.
I'm not again. Look That's out, boys. Look out, guys. The ladies are coming for you.
If you had a tip for somebody who wants to get into the comedy business, because I have a good friend whose son is out in L.A.
Yeah.
Now, he has a job, but he moved out there specifically because he wants to try this. Mm-hmm. My sons have seen him, and they think he's really funny. What would be a tip or something you would tell somebody who wants to get into this? What should they be doing?
You know, my tip would be, because I do improv comedy too, I do improvisational theater and comedy, go get some improv under your skills. Mm-hmm. You know, go and take some improv classes, get comfortable thinking on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Christy?
Yes, I would say, she's the pro. I'm just I throw it out there and we hope it sticks. But Mary really is a true professional in this field. And I would totally agree with that, though, because if you do any kind of improv at all, you learn how to shift gears.
Mm-hmm.
And think
on your feet.
Yeah. And I think that's just a good skill to have life in general.
Yeah,
sure.
You know,
sure.
But definitely in comedy, I think that absolutely helps.
I think, as you said, in life and in business, improvisation is a wonderful skill to have, to be able to be in the moment. All the rules of improv really are useful in anything. Be in the moment, make relationship, create relationship, yes and, the old rule of yes and, don't negate, go with it and expand upon something, but don't go, oh no, that's not right. Are you crazy? It's like you're walking along, oh no, that's not right, bam, in the door.
Yeah.
But it's just so important in life and definitely on the stage.
So I'll tell you what, and we watch a lot of it because now you've got the YouTube, so you can sit there and watch. The one that impresses me more than anything that I watch all comedians do is just shut down hecklers, how quickly they can do that. And it's like, all right, yeah, you think you're good, but watch what I do to you. And it goes back to that improv because somebody all yells, and men, I mean, they all, and it's just amazing to me to watch them just get them. I mean, do you?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times that's ever happened to you.
Yeah.
I mean, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a little feather in the cap when you can just say, "I got you"? Sit down.
Oh, it's the best feeling. The worst feeling is when you get a stupid heckler. You know what I mean? Like a really drunk, stupid heckler that doesn't give you anything to work with.
Hey, dummy, I need something. Sober up.
It's like, oh, come on, give me something I can, you know.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how quick.
It does happen, and it does feel really good when you shut them down.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, hopefully no hecklers at the
Weather Bank.
No. I would not think.
And I do want to mention, I did mention this before, this is like... you know, business professional PG-13 comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be over the top. You know, a lot of cussing and carrying on and talking about maybe inappropriate things in that setting, but it will be funny.
Good.
Yeah. Mary, I know you've got things that are coming up. Maybe talk a little bit about where you're going to be if folks want to come out and check out where you're at.
I would love that. A lot of what I do right now is music. I play a lot of music and I go out and I do festivals and wineries and everything, but I'm going to be at Tim Buck Farms Fall Fest coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to be at the Honey Fest in Lithopolis. That's coming up next weekend. Three Oaks Vineyard, I'm going to be playing out there in September.
Very nice.
And Wyandotte Winery.
I'm seeing a theme, Joel.
Yes.
And she did say right up front, wineries.
I know. What a great job to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at Rusticore down in Coshocton, I'm going to be doing a show. So
beautiful.
Now, where can folks get a Facebook page if they want to check it out?
Yeah, Facebook page is probably the best.
Mm-hmm. Christy, again, time, date for the show and where folks can get their tickets.
Thursday, September 19th, 7 p.m. Please show up at 5:30 to have some Impostas food truck and beverages from Weather Vane. It will be at Weather Vane Playhouse, and you can get tickets at weathervane.org, or excuse me, weathervaneplayhouse.org.
There you go.
Just jump online and get them. It should be a lot of fun. Come out, support some maybe future great comedians, and for all good causes. You mentioned the money, whatever's raised is going to go to charity. So
it will be a very fun night. It was a blast last year. That was our first year. And, you know, we hope this continues. This is also the first venture between the Licking County Board of Realtors and the BIA, the Builders Association.
Very good.
So, you know, hopefully as we go along, we'll continue to have other events with them. And, you know, it's just a nice collaboration.
And probably start to be some competition, which competition breeds more
events. That's right.
Events.
Yes.
All good.
Always.
Well, Christy Woolard and Mary Miller, thank you so much for coming in. Again, it's Licking County's homegrown comedy show out at the Weather Vane Playhouse. And look at that. You even recruited Joel. So he's still back there looking to go.
I want to see how the event goes in the parking lot today. And then we'll make my decision.
You'll gauge it from the parking lot.
Everybody show up at noon so we can get Joel on stage.
Everybody in the parking lot.
On September 19th.
Oh, the guy down the hall is coming now. He's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Again, that's at the Weather Vane Playhouse. So you can go to their website, weathervaneplayhouse.org, to get your tickets and for more information.